Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is Veronica Horn, who is Chief of Operations for Canada Border Service Agency in New Brunswick. Good morning, what do we need to know before we go?
As of today, April 1st, fully vaccinated travelers will no longer need to provide a pre-entry COVID-19 test to enter Canada by air, land, or water. That change only applies to fully vaccinated travelers. Nothing has changed for unvaccinated or partially vaccinated travelers.
And have you heard anything yet? How it's going?
I have a feeling that it will be quite busy starting today and over the weekend.
Canadians, will they need to quarantine when they return to Canada?
Canadians should not have to quarantine as long as they are fully vaccinated. They have entered their information in the ArriveCan app prior to arriving to Canada. And if they're selected for a random on-arrival test, that they take the test and test negative.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about that random testing. What does that involve?
What is in place is there's a few travelers that get selected every day at all the ports of entry to do a random PCR test. So what they'll be given a test kit with all of the information, and they can go to their ultimate destination and take the test once they get there.
Oh, okay. So that's convenient.
Yes, very convenient.
And are there any other restrictions on Canadians?
So in order to be considered fully vaccinated, they have to have received at least two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Or one of Johnson & Johnson has to be 14 days before they enter Canada that they've received the vaccine. They can't have any signs or symptoms of COVID-19. They need to upload their proof of vaccination and personal information in ArriveCan. And like I mentioned, they have to complete an arrival test if selected.
What have been some of the issues that you've seen in the past?
Some of the issues have been not using the ArriveCan to input the information, and that can be done before even leaving Canada. So let's say you're just doing a day trip, you can do it from home, so you have access to internet or computer so that you can do it and have the peace of mind that it's already been completed.
And what's the most important thing you'd like to stress today to make this process smoother?
Well, have some patience. Our officers are going to be extremely busy, but make sure that you have all your information in ArriveCan, that you have copies of your vaccination, and that you have all of your other receipts and so on and so forth all ready to go.
And where's the best place to get more information on requirements and to find out about restrictions in other provinces and territories?
For the international travel, the best place would be www.canada.gc.ca. And there is a section specifically on COVID-19 and travel. As far as provincial regulations, each province's website is the best place to go.
Oh, okay. Now, is there anything else you want to add?
Happy to see everyone. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to the CBSA or go on our website.
Now, where are you located?
I'm in St. Stephen.
St. Stephen. Okay. So yep. Not too far. Can I see you from the window?
Almost.
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us. And I'm gonna have this on our website a little bit later on this morning. So.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. Bye.
You too. Actually, I'm in Nova Scotia right now, driving back to St. Stephen.
Oh. Okay, so you lied to me.
Well.
That's where you're supposed to be. Okay.
And where I'm supposed to be.
Okay. All right, thank you. And that was Veronica Horn, who is Chief of Operations for Canada Border Service Agency in New Brunswick. This is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.